Never before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets the bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Trench.
Ah, yes, episode 131 of The Sports Trench is here. And what a wonderful weekend of football we had. Speaking of wonderful, our first person on the panel tonight, Fulzy. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Better after that lovely introduction.
Oh, look, you're just a wonderful guy.
Thanks, man.
Your hair's not real wonderful.
It is good. Mm, it is good.
It's getting real bad.
It's getting really actually a lot better.
I don't think so.
I think it looks quite sexy.
Are you going to dread it up before Africa?
Not before. It won't be long enough. But I'm definitely got a good little Charlie Gubb look going. So
yeah, that's a problem.
No,
I don't think
good.
Anyone wants to look like
I think
old Charlie.
Everyone loves it.
Anyway.
How often do you wash it?
Probably three times a week.
Do you believe that? Did he wash it
three times a week? Well, it's clean. It's just long. See, look, it's fluffy. That's wash.
I don't know about that. You haven't been introduced yet. You always seem to jump in and you haven't been introduced.
It's my show too.
Oh, right, okay. Moving on then. I'm your host, Pete, and what have we got on this week, boys? Muffy, how are you, my friend?
Good, thank you, Pete. Hello, Fulzy.
Hello.
We're recording on a Wednesday night because you had to go to the theatre and be part of your theatre pals.
I'm very busy at the theatre.
Yes.
To the Scheisse Naples tent.
Very close, yes. It was the opening of the Scheisse Naples tent.
I don't know what you just said.
It's German. I probably won't say the English.
Can you say it on air?
Oh, how lax do we about not horrendous swearing?
Well, if it's not horrendous, it's okay.
It means shit fog. I learnt that on a mountain with some Swiss Germans when it was quite foggy.
Some Swiss Germans?
Some Swiss Germans.
What a Swiss German? Like, well, we're going down the path here, but I need to know.
That would have been conflicted during the war, wouldn't
they? No. Whoa. See, here's the thing about Switzerland. It is very complicated. I have a very funny story about this, actually.
Good, excellent. Yeah. Let's settle in then.
Yeah, let's settle in.
We'll cut
some
stuff.
In Switzerland, they have a ton of different languages, so not everyone can talk to each other. So some of the Swiss speak German, some speak French.
Do they have Farsi there?
Farsi, maybe in pockets, yeah.
God.
Yeah, and some speak English.
What, as in from where from? From the north, from the south?
I don't know. But these guys were explaining it to me, and there happened to be a Swiss dude on the plane with us, another Swiss dude, but he only spoke French. And French. And this guy spoke German and English, and he was like, oh, we are both from Switzerland, but I cannot talk to him, you see? And then he swore at him and waved. He's like, hello, you, blah, 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 and waved. And the guy waved back. He's like, hello. It was the best plane ride of my life.
Oh, good. All right. So you couldn't really speak to anyone except the Swiss, German-speaking English person.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Yeah. He was a good laugh.
Wait. The Swiss person.
Yeah.
Who spoke German, but also English.
Yeah, but he learned English.
This is fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
Anyway, I think you're trying to talk about the Spiegel tent.
Oh, yes.
I have added the extra shh because I think it sounds better.
Right.
So, yes. So that's where I was. And not only that, I was networking and drumming up more listeners for our show.
Networking.
Yes. I have it on good authority that we will have at least one extra listener.
New like I saw on the page today.
Well, this is I don't know who that was.
Do you,
so I'll bring that up whilst you two just discuss Spiegel something.
Spiegel.
Do you know what
the shit fog?
Yeah.
Do you know who says networking? People who aren't actually doing proper work.
He's right.
Schmoozing.
Yes.
What's the difference between schmoozing? Schmoozing sounds like you're doing something else. with them.
I don't know. They all sound very wanky, regardless.
Mm. Jim Condelios?
Jimmy Condelios. He's back from the old hood in Goulburn, Pete.
Ah, right, okay.
So that's two that I would have I've got this week then.
Right, okay. Well,
are we really at the point where we're
drumming up one like at a time? Yep. That's where we're
we'll
at.
Name you by name if you like.
If you just like the page, we'll throw your name
we
out.
We seem there. To have stalled.
Oh, no.
Yes, we had a rapid rise. And then we've sort of plateaued, and now I think we're on a slow decline, a bit like Yahoo.
Well, Rangers doesn't even listen to us because he hasn't confirmed whether or not he's that guy in the tipping comp. So there's...
Yeah, typical Rangers never listens to us anymore.
Mm. Anyway, Pete, what's happening in your world?
Yeah, look...
this is the longest introduction ever.
It is the longest introduction ever, but we've had just a good chat. We've missed each other. This is just good buds time, honest.
It is. It's
if
good.
You ask me. No one did, though. But anyway, I'll tell you what I think anyway. Week's been good. Unfortunately, going across the border at the weekend, we lost our game of basketball.
Oh, interstate didn't travel well. The travel got us.
The whole 20 minutes from Queanbeyan into Canberra.
Did you take the two first? Is that what got you?
Yeah, we did. We
took the open with a three-peat. Come on, I told you this.
We opened with a three-pointer and we did it.
Silly.
We took the two first up and then it was all downhill.
That killed
from
you.
There. And then it proceeded to be a issue of them hitting lots of threes and us hitting not many twos. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, other than that, got a big weekend, lads. We've got a Bucks party this weekend.
We do have one.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night also got some shenanigans as well. There's a basketball presentation evening with free alcohol. Unfortunately, I can't participate because I have a game.
It's probably a good thing because your willpower when it comes to things for free and particularly the devil's liquid.
What do you mean?
You would be written off and then you'll be rubbish for the Bucks party.
I would never overindulge prior to another engagement.
Yes, you would.
Do you recall... Was it, 2 years ago at yours truly, Bucks party? P. Herak rocked up about 4 hours late.
Excuse me?
Still hours late.
Excuse me?
It started at 12. You got there at 3.
No.
Yes.
I know. I was there.
You were half cut. You don't know where you were.
I was there before 2 o'clock. Excuse me?
It started at 10.
It did not. And I think it started at 12:30. If
and
I recall.
What was the first drink that you ordered when you got to said Bucks party?
I've got no idea.
It was a lemon squash, you big wee Jesse.
Oh, God. Hey, I kept going, though. I was there till a lot longer than a lot of your other so-called mates who reckon they could go all night, and they did not.
Good for you. All right.
Anyway, it's probably lucky that I will not be partaking in the devil's liquid, as you say.
Mm.
Anyway, what do we got this week? Well, we're here to talk about football.
We're done.
That's the end of the show. Thanks very much for listening. What's the song you got queued up for the end of the show?
I don't know. I haven't thought of that yet.
Oh, no, we're at the end of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. Be something Spiegel related.
Oh, good.
Excellent. It's something S-Fog related. anyway, what do we got? We're going to wrap up round 3, preview round 4. We're going to discuss some Supercoach. Apparently, the round started this week. I forgot that, the head-to-head, so I've got to go through some good names that we've got this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, but before we do all that, we probably should do some news, eh?
Outlandishly long intros.
Yeah, that skipped a bit.
I was going to say, did you just cut that on purpose? Like, we've got to cut everything now. Intros are cut.
Just forgot.
That was just seamless as usual.
Yeah. I'm not a clutch performer.
Well, we knew this about
We saw this on Sunday,
Yeah,
actually.
We did see this on Sunday when you hit about 10 threes in the three-point comp and zero in the game.
Yeah, that was good.
Anyway, Nathan Brown, boys. Apparently, there's rumours circulating he's going to face the axe this year if the Knights don't turn it around and make the 8. Agree, disagree, thoughts on this?
This is in his third year. It's taken him, he got the team that he wanted last year, and they obviously did a lot better. I think it's probably, you don't get too many free passes in the NRL these days. So I think, if he, into his third year, if he can't, get them. I just think he needs to get them to improve. So he's done that so far. So whether that's in the eight or not, I think if they improve on last year, then I don't think he should be cut. But I would say the expectation with that team is, yeah, they want to go in the eight. So, yeah, I don't think he's the first one on the chopping block, but I think he's probably, you know, in the top two or three.
Who's the first one then?
I think Mary McGregor by far is the first one on the chopping block.
The way they played at the weekend, I'm not sure he is the first one.
One game. They needed to play like that, and now they've lost Widdop as well.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably a good thing.
No, they needed to lose Corey Norman, not Widdop. Yeah. But anyway,
they did need to, but they needed to move Widdop back to the halves. Like, that was the thing.
Widdop.
So Widdop's not going to be playing in the halves. Anyway, all right, well, I kind of agree. Brown probably does need to face the accident. I reckon they have to make the eight this year, or otherwise he's gone.
I think, yeah, he should definitely go, and he's actually had a good wicket. Like, he came in and they were horrendous, but he also got pretty much a free slate to build a team. How many NRL coaches get that? He also does strange things, like this week for them, Glasby and Barnett are switching between lock and prop, and all this kind of nonsense.
Between those things, yeah. Those positions these days. Like,
yeah.
Barnett's not really a prop though, so. No. It's he's doing some weird things. I think he needs to sack Sione Mataitea, who is the worst tackler in the whole
competition. He's just multi-skilling everybody. That's just what you got to do in this day and age.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think you've spent
too much time in your new job and picking up new things. Like, I think you need to stop working at the theatre.
He's just got
to
synergize, Pete. That's what he's got to do.
He's got to network.
He's got to synergize.
And he's got to energize. And he's got to optimize and all sorts of things.
And explore the plus simple.
Do you think he's putting the horse before the cart?
Oh, God. I don't want to do cliches from work. This will just break my spirit. Moving on to the second story, boys. Pat Politone, did we see the incident of the weekend from New South Wales Cup?
No.
I did see it. Has he been suspended yet, or what's the talk here?
I haven't seen what the suspension will be, but I think it's going to be a long time. I think the results of the punch. So Politone was dropped the ball and received a little head rub, as you do, from the opposition. Mm. It was probably more forceful than
it wasn't just a little pat.
A normal one.
Yeah,
and so then a quick turnaround. He swiftly turned around and knocked the guy on the chops, and he wasn't ready for it, and he's still asleep, I think.
Is he really?
No.
He's still out there on the ground.
He was provoked, and it wasn't people saying it was a king hit. It's not really a king hit because the guy provoked him. He turned around and pretty much instantaneously socked him one. Now, if he hadn't have fallen over and knocked him out, this would be a non-story. But because he actually got him right on the sweet spot on the jaw and knocked him out cold. But yeah, then obviously then he got set upon by a whole bunch of, because everyone else was, none of his teammates are really that close to him. So he got set upon pretty quickly by about three or four of the opposition. And I think it deserves, again, we can't throw punches in league anymore, so it deserves a couple of weeks, but I definitely don't think it's like a, you know, like a 12, 14, 16 week like some of these other cowards have been hit with in league. Like Luke O'Donnell, like it was nowhere near that sort of ferocity, I didn't think, so.
Look, it's still pretty bad, and I think he's got to face a long stint on the sidelines. One more, boys, a bit of a surprise.
Ooh.
Phil Gould. Rumours doing the rounds that he might not last the year at the Panthers.
Ooh.
Apparently, he's getting paid $1 million a year to do not much because all his powers have been stripped of him. Ivan now has control of the football department.
Oh.
Didn't Gus get Ivan in the first place?
No, apparently it was the CEO who brought Ivan back. Yeah. Gus was trying to bring in Wayne Bennett.
Oh.
And instead, you got Ivan.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So there's also another rumor the Sharks might chase Phil.
Mm.
Does he want to coach again?
No, for a football department operations.
Oh, yeah, because they got rid of their bloke too, didn't they?
Yeah.
What's his name? Nipsey Russell, or whatever his name was.
What a name.
Anyway, let's move on then, shall we, to Ward 4.
Smash me, that could have put him in Ward 4.
The sports trenches.
I hope not, Bill. That's a maternity ward.
Ward 4.
Bit of carnage this weekend, boys. Matt Moylan, hamstring injury, and he's still not got a time frame at the moment. Kieran Foran, Muffy, after you get a win, and he looked great at the weekend too.
Oh, he looked awesome.
Ankle surgery, 10 to 12 weeks. Like, he can't catch a trick. As soon as he starts to play well again, he gets injured.
But he played through that in the game, so I was hoping it wasn't too bad, but unless he made it worse by playing on it for another 40
minutes. Potentially made it worse, but also potentially the adrenaline's going and you just don't even think about it.
So that's going to be a bit of a setback for the Bulldogs, I think.
Sounds like a syndesmosis.
It could be.
He's having surgery, so I think it's worse than syndesmosis.
Cards on the table, I don't know what syndesmosis is.
We know this. We've had this discussion numerous times. Anyway,
could be a bursitis.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm sick of you.
Could be gout.
Braden Burns also has a hamstring injury and did his ankle at the same time. The ankle's okay, doesn't need surgery, but he's probably going to be out about a month with the hamstring injury. Benji Marshall also has a hamstring injury, and so that will bring Josh Reynolds into calculations for that Tigers outfit. Muffy has a little chuckle there. Well, you'd like to have Josh right now. He's probably going to be
better than your other option
there.
Be fine. So
Nathan Cleary also has a groin issue at the moment, but is still going to play. Luke Garner did his shoulder. Not sure as yet how bad it is.
Well, he came back on the field and played in the second half. So
but
he's named in this. Spoiler alert: he's named this week. So
Gareth Widdop obviously dislocated his shoulder again and is now gone.
He's surely done for the year.
He
did it twice last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm correct in saying
and then
that.
He's
done it three times in less than 12 months.
Yeah.
He just can't. And he's got didn't he sign a 4-year contract over in England, like for next year?
Yeah, starting next year. So
I'd be ripping that contract up.
I don't think so.
I'd be putting clauses in there.
Anyway, I think it's too late. It's signed. Nathan Peets also suffered a pectoral tear during a weight session at training on Thursday. So that's why he was ruled out of the game, and so he'll now be out for some period of time. Jake Friend is also going to be out this week. In a spoiler alert, late mail is he's going to be out for the next 2 weeks after hurting his hand. It's not fractured, but he's going to be out anyway. JWH is also going to be out this week. Paul Gallen is going to be a game time decision. Other than that, Isaac Luke was also out this week, and Greg Inglis didn't train today and potentially going to be out.
And a late one that I heard late this afternoon is Moses Suli is out for a week due to reasons from the Seagulls. So he will not play this week either.
Right. I did know he was out. I did see he was ruled out.
It's a late one, yeah. So that didn't say what, but it could just be late for training or something stupid that he's done plenty of times before and people keep giving him a second chance a fifth chance.
Oh, actually, the other one is Tepai Moroa is also out for the Eels after getting a calf injury during the warm-up the other day.
Oh. A lot of syndesmosis going around
sounds
of it.
Injury? How do you... What? No.
It's contagious. Starts. That's where it starts, Pete. Way don't you know much. Anything?
All right, let's move on then, shall we, to the round three review.
The Sports Trench.
Thursday, 28 March. Dragons 25 defeating the Broncos 24. Foolsy.
Very solid showing from St. George.
Mm,
yes, Peter, you are correct. Very solid showing from St. George, who definitely deserved the win and were probably better than the score reflected. The Broncos mainly got their tries primarily through a bit of good fortune, including a loose carry pickup from Oates, a Roberts 90-meter dash, and Widdop losing the ball on the line when his shoulder popped out. Some takeaways for me in this one. One is how good Anthony Milford's actually been to start the year. He's controlling games really well, and it's given that we've been lucky enough to have the Broncos on free-to-air for 3 weeks in a row at the start of the year. Watching him, he's been really good this year, so I think that's worth a shout-out. The other big question, as mentioned before, is will Gareth Widdop ever be back in the NRL? Straight after the game, Maguire said words to the effect of, it's a shame that he's done.
Oh, he joined.
Yeah, Maguire and McGregor also said those words.
Oh, yeah, right. There you go.
Could have been McGregor, actually, in hindsight.
Yeah, it's this game was pretty pretty poor to watch. St. George were killing the Broncos, and the scoreline, like you said, does not reflect what it should have been.
Mm. A lot of drop ball for the Broncos, and their backs were awful. But the big question going forward is, can this new force spine turn their moments of brilliance into consistent play? Will Lomax have to come into the side to kick, or will they stick for with Laffey for
They've
a while?
Stuck with Laffey.
Yeah, how long will that last? Some interesting questions, but a good win for the Dragons.
This was absolutely dominated by the Dragons pack. Corbin Sims was rocks and diamonds in the same game. He tried to throw some horrendous floaty passes that were just disgusting. But then when he ran hard and straight at the line, it was like he couldn't be stopped. And he looks a lot like Ashton Sims, which has been commented on a lot at the moment. And he does. He looks a lot like him. But he absolutely dominated. And Tevita Pangai Jr. got absolutely smashed by the Dragons pack. Vaughn was excellent in this game. Like, the Dragons should have won this game by 16 or more points.
They Host was really good for them in their forwards as well.
Yeah, he was really good.
He had a great game.
Yeah, it should have been... much bigger score, and I think the Broncos got two really lucky tries. One where a hand was in there, the other one, Widdop's shoulder exploded and it possibly should have been a penalty. Darius picked him up and dragged him backwards rather than, you know, just put his hands on him to be held. So it was an interesting one. Anyway, moving on then to Friday, 29 March, Raiders 17 defeating the Knights 10. Not the best game of football you would have watched for the weekend. Cue my music though. Huzzah!
All right, report over the top of the music, Pete.
So Sam Williams came in for Caesar, who had that oblique issue. Do you know what an oblique is?
The opposite of your obtuse. So I think on your left side, there's your obtuse, and on your right, there's your oblique. Yeah.
Oh, God. Why did I ask? I shouldn't have asked.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah, it's bad. Oblique. You can syndesmosis that real bad.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Australia has an oblique epidemic.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anyway, so Sam Williams came in, and he actually looked pretty good. Seemed to steer the attack around pretty well, which is the opposite of his halves partner, who might have played his worst game in the last couple of years. And that includes games where he's been horrendous and I've wanted to yell at him.
But his middle name is Rocks or Diamonds, you know that.
No,
that
it's just Rocks.
That is his, that is his legally...
He was worse than Rocks. What's worse than a rock? He was worse. It real bad.
Dirt? Is dirt worse than rock?
I don't know.
Dirt and diamonds? Dirt. Got a bit of ring to it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was horrendous. He couldn't hold on to the ball. He couldn't attack the line. He kicked the ball out on the full twice in a row. The crowd cheered when he actually, on the third attempt, kept it in play. Like, he was bad. However, a shining light for the Raiders was Nickel Klokstad. Shans. Nickel.
Chansies.
Chansies. He had 182 metres, offload, line break, two tries. He was fantastic in this game. Bateman was also awesome again. Had 41 tackles, 185 metres. He just absolutely is killing it, and he is a great, great signing for the Raiders. I think the scoreline flatters Newcastle. They were not in this game. They were not good, and the Raiders just dropped way too much ball. Clemmer was awesome again. He's been awesome to start the year. He had 40 tackles, 153 metres, but there was not much else to say. Ponga went to the back for 20 minutes at the end of the game. So Brown gave up on his experiment. Tale of the tapes, Raiders had 56% possession, but only completed at 68%. Like, that's a problem. So that's why it was a close game. It should not have been this close.
But win's a win, Pete. You'll take it.
Exactly. 2 points are 2 points. Friday, 29 March, Roosters 32, defeating the Eels 18. Fulzy.
Yeah, this game really showed the class of the Roosters, who dominated the Eels in the final 20 minutes to put them away. Teddy was obviously the star, but a number of other people stood up for the Roosters, including Tauke Aho, who's really becoming a very, very good forward, and he led that forward pack. For the Eels, their back three were brilliant. They combined for three tries and two assists, and all of them ran over 130 metres. The Eels put in, but the Roosters are all class, and they really do look the contender that we thought they might be at the start of the year.
Yeah, look, the Eels started well, and I did tell the people I was watching the game with to put a first try scorer bet on Blake Ferguson against his old team, and they decided to ignore me, so that was silly. But yeah, other than that, then the Roosters did a really good job of coming back at them, and they just were the better team. And I think it doesn't matter if you put on 18 points against them, because they'll always put on 20, 22, 24.
Yeah, well, the Eels kept this one pretty tight, and it wasn't probably till the last 20 minutes that the Roosters just completely, you know, steamrolled over the top of them.
Separates the men from the boys, though, Stephen.
Exactly right. Exactly right, Pierre.
Thanks, mate. Saturday, 30 March, Seagulls 46 defeating the Warriors 12. Look, not much to say in this game other than Manly absolutely dominated this Warriors side. The Warriors, the only good thing for them was Papa Lee, and he was their best player by far, had 44 tackles, only had 75 metres, but he's out on an edge, and he had 44 tackles. Like, he did a mountain of work for that side. Isaac Luke going off did not help this team, and however, I didn't think Isaac Luke was good in round two anyway, so this Warriors side's in big, big trouble. Manly, on the other hand, though, looked like a totally different squad with Fulsey's boy, Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, we're not surprised by it.
How's he Fulsey's boy?
He's definitely Fulsey's boy.
I've been on the Turbo wagon for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all have. We all know how legit he is. And DCE is playing fantastic at the moment. DCE has a tendency to do that, though, at the start of a season and then fade into obscurity. So it'll be interesting to see whether he can maintain that against a decent squad. This Warriors side was just atrocious, boys. Tommy Turbo looks fantastic. Put him straight back in the New South Wales squad. Got to have him somewhere. I don't know where you have him, but you just...
Surely there was never a question of that.
I think if he was injured leading in, he would have been one of the ones to possibly miss
out. Like, please, no. Pick him if it was his first game back.
I would too, but I think Fittler would not have, but he just blew them out of the park.
Unfortunately, he's going to be a winger for New South Wales because Teddy is at fullback, but I think he's probably a better fullback than Teddy.
Oh, I agree, but I think you've got to have both when you've got two that talented. Like, it's like whilst Queensland had both Darius and Slater. Now, I'm not saying Darius was better than Slater and Inglis, but all three of them were playing fullback at that point in time, and you just fit them in because they're just that good. Like,
it's like when they had Dale Shearer.
Yeah.
And
go on.
Someone else.
I knew you had no one else there. I knew you were in trouble.
Kerry Boustead, when they had both of them, had to put one of them
Adam Mogg and Clinton Shikofsky.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. I think Shikofsky played like two Origin games, didn't he?
Yeah, Mogg might have only played one.
Mogg played... He got a recall for the next series.
He got a hattie in one of those games, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It wasn't hard to get tries off the back of that squad, anyway. Moving on then to Saturday, 30 March, Sharks 42 defeating the Cowboys 16. This was also another weird game in that it was super close up until halftime. And the worst thing that could have happened to the Cowboys was halftime, and that just broke their spirit. It was a bit of a battle early on. Both sides really struggled to hold on to the ball. It didn't look like either side really wanted to take the ascendancy in this game. But then wide open, Sharks went in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Chad Townsend scored a double in this game. Blake Brayley went over for his first. Josh Morris got a double. And Sean Johnson started to look like it was really clicking for him, particularly when Moylan went off, which is very interesting. Moylan goes off and Sean Johnson starts to play a lot better. Tale of the tape, Townsend had 140 metres. In this game, so those tries did a lot for him. McLean was by far the best for the forwards in the Cowboys outfit. He had 25 tackles, 134 metres, had a try, and just looked pretty unstoppable whilst he was on the field. Maguire, he had 195 metres. I think that was based, though, on more minutes because Taumalolo's out, and I'm not sure that's something that he'll maintain week to week. Sharks, I think Johnson was by far the most influential, particularly in that second half, and Townsend.
Yeah, agreed. It was, like I said, Pete, it was a tight game, and the scoreline really blew out.
In the second half. Like,
It's unusual that the scoreline would blow out, considering that they lost Moylan. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
You would think it would be the opposite.
The opposite.
And up there as well. So, Yeah. Anyway, it was a good win, and they probably had a fair bit of motivation with Gallen.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. And now Gallen's got that injury coming out of that. All right, Saturday 30 March, Storms 32 defeating the Panthers 2. Fulsey, this was absolutely disgusting from your boys.
Yeah, can't score, eh?
You know what happened?
Too much James
took
Maloney.
The two to start.
They took the two early.
At least we led at one point, so that's pretty good.
It was a even battle in the first half, and it was probably a lucky try to Munster that opened up the first half scoring for the Storms. Penalty goal late made it 8-2 at the break, and it looked like it was a real tussle. Both sides couldn't really hold on to the ball. I'm sure the conditions played a little bit into that early on. Second half, though, same thing. Halftime was the worst possible thing for your team. Came out and were horrendous. And it just looks like your squad's going through the motions of, oh, yeah, we were good in the second half last year. We'll just come back and do it this year. And you just can't back it up.
Edwards was awful.
He was horrendous.
He had six errors. Oh, my Lord. I
hadn't got to him yet. He was absolutely...
He's the new James Maloney.
He was absolutely atrocious in this game. Munster was at his unstoppable best for the Storms. Other than that, though, like, you guys were just bad. You had 58% completion.
Mm.
58%. Like, you're not going to win any football game with 58% completion. You had 49% of possession and only completed that many.
Mm.
Storms only completed 73, so conditions played a part, but you're 20% down on the other team. You're
kick out better, come back real healthy, eh?
Well, yeah. Like, so the change this week, he's in, and hopefully he's going to make a huge difference. And I think he does. Like, he's
our best forward.
Yeah, if he's fit, as we saw last year, he's an absolute wrecking ball.
Yeah, and I think he'll make a huge difference. Isaiah Yeo, I just don't rate him, and I don't think he's that good. Mm. And I think he's got to go, but he's still in the squad. 40 missed tackles. That'll do it.
Mm.
How many did Maloney make out of those 40? 20?
37.
I'll bring up.
He would have had at least 5. I'm going to go 5.
What do you think of Mansour as well, whilst we're here?
Oh, God, he's had a bad start to the year. But I suppose, you know, an injury and stuff. But, yeah, he's really got up.
But he hasn't had a good, probably, 2 years? 3 years, nearly?
But it's not to this extent, I wouldn't think. Like, injuries aside, it's, yeah.
Jimmy Maloney had an 88% success rate with his tackles.
Wow.
14 of 16.
Yeah.
So he wasn't your problem. Wow. And only one error and 0 penalties.
Wow.
He's
career high.
He's changed.
Definitely changed, exactly.
Just, yeah. No one is playing well. Like, Cleary's not playing well.
No, he's not.
Edwards is not playing well. Even DWZ isn't playing great. Blake, you would have thought, took a bit more of a step. Farre's usually much more reliable. The forward pack has just lost a lot. I think it was underestimated how much losing Merrin, Wallace, Harawira and Ira, guys like that, would hurt. And it has.
Mm. Yes, it has hurt. And it's not looking good for the Panthers at the moment.
Mm.
Anyway, moving on to Sunday 31 March. Bulldogs 22 defeating the Tigers 8. Muffy, the only man on the panel to predict this.
Yeah, well, your stats got me over the line, Pete. So the stats continue. The Tigers have never won against the Bulldogs at Campbelltown. The Tigers have never started a season 3-0 before, and that continues.
Mm-hmm.
So first v last prevails.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was a case of I wanted to tip the Bulldogs based on everything, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Well, there's a little bit of deja vu in this game compared to last week's game against Parramatta. So the Dogs had a lot of possession in the first 20 minutes, and just points were not coming. It wasn't until the Tigers actually had an attacking raid on the Dogs' line, and a pass went awry from Luke Brooks. He tried to force passes all day. He was just trying to do too much. And then the Dogs sort of ran with fullback Meany started it off, ran the length, and they scored like a 90-metre try to kick them off, and then they scored again in the next set of six. Dylan Napper's got another try. That's 2 in 2 weeks for the big fella.
Yeah, and he was backing up Foran as well. Like, he was backing up. He wanted that. Like,
well,
he's looking...
Correct,
He's looking good. Like, I've liked him the last 2 weeks. He looks like he's having fun and actually enjoying his footy.
Well, and that's right. And I think the changes, ringing in the changes was, you know, what they needed to do. not only did it sort of obviously put the guys on notice that got dropped, but it also put the rest of the team on notice to say, hey, look, you know, we need to turn this around and turn it around pretty quickly. It's only early in the season, but if they go too long, then it's the season's going to be gone.
Well, Dean Pay got re-signed just before that, and he rang in the changes as well. Ockenbaugh was great.
Yeah, Jamal Idris.
He's good. Well, he's the second rower that they've played. He's been in the Rezzies for 3 years, nearly four, or maybe 4 years. And they played him as a second rower most of the time, but last year in the Rezzies, he played it.
Wing.
Yeah. So that was obviously, you know,
preempting for
him to do and what he's looked, done.
And he got through a mountain of work for a guy in his first ever game.
Yeah. No, I think. Level. Yeah. And I think Nick Meaney had a good game at fullback.
He did. Made a big break as well.
He's fast, too.
Yeah.
He
real quick. Apparently, he's the quickest at the club.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I thought Remus Smith, again, he's pretty good. And Holland just keeps working in that centre. He makes a lot of metres. He sort of takes a lot of pressure off the forwards. For the Tigers, look, Robbie Farah, he was mistake after mistake in this game. I think they felt the pressure at Campbelltown, knowing the stats there. Luke Brooks wasn't great. Their forwards got a fair bit of rolling in the second half, but by that stage they were down 22-0. Like, they scored with, 22 minutes to go. So it was an uphill battle, and the Dogs just sort of held on.
It was too late. McGuire ripped the Tigers after the game. The footage of him just blowing a gasket was pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, you shouldn't. It's the first time since in the mid-90s or something, I think, a first-place team has lost to a last-place team.
Yeah, right, there you go.
And, you know, it's your home ground as well. So the Dogs had 89% completion rate, which was, you know, a big key for them. So some good signs. Reece Martin came back as well, kicked okay. I put
the mockers on him. You weren't happy with me. I was like, who else would kick 36 of 38 to start his career? He's not missing this. And he just blew it away. It was one he'd kicked two other times already as well. And I put the mockers on him for sure. Yeah. You weren't happy.
Look, they're on the board for the season, so I'm happy. And they scored more than two tries in the game, Fulzy.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I think it was my claim that they wouldn't score more than two tries in a game. But anyway. All right, moving on to the last game of the round. Sunday, 31 March, Rabbitohs 28, defeating the Titans 20 in a game. That was a lot closer than it probably should have been.
Well, looking in the first whole half of this game, you thought that the Rabbitohs would absolutely put a cricket score on the Titans. But to the Titans' credit, they hung in there. They got a try right on half time, which sort of kept a bit of pep in their step. And the Rabbitohs sort of they literally took the foot off the gas in the second half, which I'm sure that Wayne wouldn't be too impressed with. But to the Titans' credit, look, they kept on coming. Brian Kelly got a double. Anthony Don got one to sort of, you know, get him. Keep it pretty close and get them within 8 points, but the Bunnies managed to hang on. There was obviously Braden Burns went out pretty early in this game, missing Inglis, but Corey Allen came in, and I don't think losing Braden Burns is going to hurt the Bunnies too much. I mean, they've been looking to get Corey Allen into this team for, you know, since round one. They had him on the bench, which you don't put a winger on the bench unless he's something special. So
Corey Allen actually came in before the start of the game, and then Burns.
Oh, for Inglis, didn't he?
Yeah, and then,
that's right.
And then Burns got injured, and Kyle Turner actually went to the centres. Yeah.
So Bunnies undefeated. So they're sitting second behind the Storms on the ladder. This is definitely not their finest performance, but look, they'll take the win and move on to the next game. But Titans are actually in last after this performance as well, so they leapfrogged the Dogs into last spot. So it wasn't a great game, this one, to be brutally honest.
No, pretty much. All right, well, let's move on then, shall we, to some hot takes?
Oh, you didn't give me enough time to set something up.
Yeah, I didn't. But you'd.
We don't have a thing for hot takes either.
Yeah, no, we need to come up with something.
Ooh, hot take!
There you go.
I love it.
That was the worst.
That was the best.
That was terrible. All right, Fulzy, you got a hot take for us? You seem to never have one.
Mate, this is lukewarm at best. This should just happen. Tom Trbojevic should replace Tedesco at the back for New South Wales and for Australia.
I like it.
Tedesco should remain in the side on the wing.
That's a good hot take. That's one of your best. You've taken it seriously.
Yeah.
You've stepped up this week. You've stepped up to
Thank
the plate.
You. Thank you.
I literally had that thought when we were talking about him during the thing. I was going to make it my hot take.
But they've both got to be in both sides, but I would prefer Turbo at the back.
Yeah, right. I like it. I like good hot take.
Thank you.
Well
done. Thank you.
Muffy, what do you got?
Hot take.
Yeah. Mm.
After a bit of a slow start to the year, Brett Morris will be the leading try scorer this year.
That is an insane take. Isn't he injured?
I had him as my... You mean Josh Morris? Or Brett Morris?
Brett Morris.
As in the injured Brett Morris. For the Roosters.
He's coming back, Pete.
Okay.
I love it.
It's a hot take, Pete.
It's a good take.
Seems
like a very
hot take for a player who didn't play at the weekend.
Nah, that's good.
Hot or take. Did you mean Josh Morris? Who
No, I know what I mean.
Two for the Sharks.
They're both of them. They'll combine.
They'll both win.
All right, well, that's an interesting hot take. You've not done as well as Foolsy this week. You do not get a well done.
To be honest, I don't really like this segment, to be honest with you.
It doesn't like you. My hot take? All right, and it's pretty hot.
Yeah, well, give us.
I think the Panthers are going to finish in the bottom four.
Oh, that is spicy.
Yeah. It's a hot
spicy.
Take.
Spicy.
I'm very unimpressed.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure Ivan's the man to get you out of it.
We're not good. But are we worse than Canterbury?
No. You're going to finish the bottom four.
Gold Coast.
No. I think
and
those,
Warriors.
No. Those three are going to finish there. And then you're the next one.
I'm not sold on the Tigers.
No.
Or... the Eels either.
It's a hot take.
Mm. Or the Dragons.
Hot take.
Yeah, I like it.
Bottom four. Anyway. All right, let's move on then, shall we, to the round four preview.
Ooh, the sports trench.
Thank you, slow madam. Round four preview time, Thursday 4 April, Roosters versus the Broncos at the SCG. Muffy.
All right, let's get into this. So we've got, for the Roosters, Cooper Cronk is returning back at halfback. Kiri will shift to 5'8". Latrell Mitchell goes back to the centres. The ever-reliable Mitch Orbison goes from the centres to the second row. And Angus Crichton, who I'm pretty sure that he's kissed Robertson's sister or something, he's back to the bench again. I don't know what he's done. Victor Radley comes in for the injured. Jake Friend, he'll start at hooker. Lindsay Collins will come onto the interchange bench. And Lachlan Lamb, after he had a pretty decent game last week, has been ousted to the reserves. And for the Broncos, as mentioned in the injury report, James Roberts is out, so he will be replaced by Katoni Staggs. Matt Lodge comes back from suspension. He's back into the front row. Tevita Pangai Jr. goes back to lock. David Fifita goes to the bench. And Foolsy, one of our favourite players.
Oh, tell me about it.
Giramat Shibasaki.
Oh, my goodness.
He is on the bench, and he is replacing Sean Fensham, who has just been dropped. Plain old dropped.
Oh.
Mm.
So, yes. So, Shibasaki gets the
Helmet.
Sean Fensham did get absolutely destroyed in a Sims sandwich last week.
He did.
So, maybe that had something to do with it.
Quite possibly. Mm. Either way, speaking of getting destroyed, I think the Roosters will continue on their winning way. I think this game's at the SCG or something, isn't it? The worst
it is at the
place
SCG.
To watch football. In saying that, the Roosters give the Roosters win by 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Roosters by 8. I think the Broncos will come out a little harder. I just think the Roosters are too good.
I'll give Roosters by 6, but I can see the Broncos getting up.
Friday, 5 April, Warriors versus the Titans at Mount Smart. And this one is me. Stephen Kearney has decided to make some changes.
Surprise, surprise. Jeez, this is an anti-blockbuster, isn't it?
Anti-blockbuster.
News.
Yeah. No, thank you. I don't think anyone's racing home to watch the 6 o'clock game on Friday, that's for sure. Adam Kieran, he has been dropped. Chanel Harris-Tavita to start. I wonder if he's any relation to Tohu and Tevita Pangai.
Or Chanel Matautia.
Or he could be a relation to all three.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know how we're going to do
Maybe
that.
Maybe he's the long-lost bro.
Yeah, he could be.
God.
Yes, he is.
We've heard the prophecies
of a long lost bro.
A long lost Medaltia.
God. At hooker, Isaac Luke's also out. Carl Lawton's come in. Lisa Aumau has been elevated to the starting side, and Bunty Afo has gone to the bench. And
oh, that's where he belongs. That's where he plays his best footy, Pete. Off the bench. Interchange player of the year. Bunts.
And Lily Gifu Sow is on the internet. Internet bench?
He's surfing the webs.
He is.
Information superhighways. He's all over it.
Oh, God.
He loves
Good for
it.
Him. What was his name again?
I'm not saying it again. The return for the Titans of Ash Taylor and $2 Tyrone.
Yeah, their halves combo is back.
AJ Brimson goes to the bench. Riley Jacks has dropped off. Sammy and King have been relegated from the bench to the reserves. And Moiaki Futukai, or Futuka, or Futuaki.
Oh, well, yeah, let's go with the middle one. Why not?
Futukai or Futuaki? Futuaki?
Foot guy.
Foot guy.
Hey.
He's onto the interchange bench.
Oh, good. So he's worth a mention.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on the interchange. He's not in the reserves. On the interchange. He's actually there.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. He's in the 17.
Anyway. Futaki. I honestly don't know what his name is. Look, this is just crap. Like, I don't
spend an eternity on naming the teams and then you just go,
I don't even want to, I don't want to pick anyone. I don't think anyone's gonna win. Titans were better last week, but does that mean anything for the Warriors? Probably not. Warriors by 2 in the world's worst game.
Well, we're back at Mount Stupid, so let's go Warriors by 6.
I'll go Warriors by 4, but it could be a fun game. There could be 38-36.
It could be a fun game, and but I don't think it's going to be good football.
No, no, no. It'll either be tries or errors, but it could be fun.
No.
Okay.
Friday 5 April, Panthers versus the Tigers at Panthers Fulzy.
Yes, speaking of stupid, Benji is out and Josh Reynolds is in. Yo and Kickout will come in for Penrith, which could be big for them. Penrith have been very, very average, but Kickout is a huge in my mind, and I feel at home they can just get this done by 6.
Well, is it, you know, clear he wants to prove a point to his old club? Look, I think it's going to be hard to go past the Panthers at home. I mean, they haven't been setting the world on fire, and that's an understatement. But I think after the Tigers last week, they look pretty lackluster. So I'm going to go with the Panthers by 6.
I honestly want to pick the Tigers. That's how bad the Panthers have been. I really, really want to. I can't go against the home team. So I'm going to go the Panthers by 2, but no faith. All right, Saturday 6 April, Seagulls versus the Rabbitohs at Lotto Land. For the Seagulls, the only change is Brendan Elliott, which was mentioned by Muffy before, because Moses Suli has been dropped for disciplinary performance standards.
Yeah, I think he forgot to bring the milk and the bread. It was his turn, and he forgot. Right. So they ousted him.
Fair enough. Rabbitohs, Inglis and George Burgess are supposed to be both returning. However, Inglis probably is going to drop back out of that side if he doesn't train tomorrow, I reckon, in the captain's run.
Fun fact, or not so much fun, just useless.
No, it sounds fun.
Was in Sydney last weekend and walked past George Burgess on Coogee Beach.
Hey, it's not really a fun fact.
No, I told you. I said
I had a lot of fun, to be honest.
I said useless fact.
You did correct yourself.
Because I walked past and went, I wonder which one that is. And I went, oh, I don't know. And then I had to look up going, George is suspended. It's him. Because they had a game that day. End of fun fact.
Right. Dane Gagai's been moved to the right centre for GI to play left. But again, we don't think GI will be playing. George comes straight into the starting side with Tevita Totola dropping to the bench. Reece Kennedy's been named in the reserves. I reckon the Rabbitohs are going to blitz this game. I think they're going to be much better than last week. I don't think Turbo is going to be enough for this Manly side, and I'm going to go the Rabbitohs by 12.
I think this might be a high score. I think the Rabbitohs will still have enough to get it done, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is a, you know, like a 20s to 30s or low 30s game. I'll go the Rabbits, but I think the Rabbits by 8.
Rabbits by 4.
Saturday 6 April, Cowboys versus the Raiders at 1300
Smiles. Surprisingly, there's no changes for the Cowboys team that got absolutely pantsed up there by the Sharks. So Paul Green sticking with the same 17 as last week. And for the Raiders, Ricky also decided, hey, we won. We're not going to make any changes. Sam Williams will come in at halfback. Joseph Tapanay has been ruled out as well. So I'm not sure who's coming in. I think one of the Englishmen's coming on.
Sutton, I think.
I think he's starting. I think that's what the change will be.
Started last game as well.
Did he?
Yes.
Right, I didn't see that. Wow. This is an interesting game. the Raiders have actually won up there in Townsville last year. I think it was early season last year. They won up there and surprised everyone. And normally that's a bit of a fortress, but the Cowboys are horrible at home and have been since last year. I'm hesitant to pick the Raiders in this one because, again, it is a long way for them to go. They have had some runs on the board up there, but I don't know. Maybe the Cowboys by 4, but I'm not confident whatsoever.
Raiders by 6. I think we're a better squad than them.
I'm very torn.
Lolo's there, I'd probably tip the Cowboys.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders get this one, but on the same token, surely by keeping the same 17 for the Cowboys, there's a message there from Paul Green. Like, as in, you know, this team can do it. I'm not going to change it. I'll give you one more chance to prove me wrong type scenario. That's what I feel.
I don't think they can make any changes anyway. Like, I honestly don't think they
can. Well, Gideon Gila Mosby could come in. I don't know what's going on there.
But I mean, even just, yeah. But I think that the message is, yeah, you guys have to make this work otherwise. Yeah. So, yeah, Cowboys by 4, but as I said, not confident. Mm-hmm.
Cowboys by 2. I can't back against a team with John Asiata.
That's your reasoning.
Yep.
You are a clown.
Solid reasoning.
Anyway, all right, let's move on to Saturday, 6 April, Eels versus the Sharks at ANZ. Foolsy.
Dylan Brown is out after his good start to his young career, so Cayman the Grouper Salmon will come in at 5'8". Let's make that a thing. Dugan will go to fullback for Moylan. Jerry, who's very highly wrapped, will come in at centre. The Sharks...
Jerry,
isn't it? Sherry. I don't know. You know how in China, Xi'an? Maybe it's like that. He doesn't look very Chinese, just for people who haven't seen him. But
so be more racist.
Zeri? Sherry? I don't know. There's a dude and he will play centre. And he cried about it. So anyway. The Sharks looked better last week, especially Sean Johnson, and I think they will get this done by 10.
Yeah, I think the Sharks will win by 4, but the Eels have looked very good to start the year, and you could make a very good argument for them.
I'm going to say the Eels are going to bounce back, and I'm going to say they're going to do this by 6 over the Sharks. I know the Sharks have had some good wins, but I'm still not convinced of the Sharks.
No, fair enough. Sunday, 7 April, Storms versus the Bulldogs at Amy. Probably not the game you wanted to run into the Storms coming off the back of a good win. And
oh, this, Pete, this is a no-brainer.
Do it.
The Storms have a bogey team, Pete. It's called the Bulldogs.
Storms, they're unchanged. Bulldogs, foreign, obviously, out. Jack Cogger, former Knight. Former Knight player who was part of a side that was convincingly got the spoon a couple of times, comes in. Reece Martin has been named to start with Adam Elliott coming off the bench, which is finally intelligence because Reece is much better than
Adam. Well, that's exactly what they did last week, and Reece played 80 minutes. He started.
Yeah, and he's just better than Adam Elliott. Yeah, look, no way the Bulldogs win this. Storms by 8.
Pete, I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't back them.
Storms by 6.
Storms by 24.
24.
Yeah. They're gonna smack them.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that happening.
I cannot see that happening.
final game of the round, Sunday, 7 April, Knights versus Dragons at McDonald Jones. Foolsy.
The Ponga experiment is over, and he will move back to fullback. Mason Lino will play 5'8". Kurt Mann goes to the bench. Gave is out. Saifidi comes onto the bench. Barnett and Glasby will swap between lock and prop. For the Dragons, Widdup's obviously out. Dufty will go to fullback. Interesting note is Frizzell is sitting there in the 18 jersey. So we'll see if anything changes closer to game day. I think the switch to fullback for Ponga is what a lot of us think makes a ton of sense. But as I mentioned earlier, a lot of what Brown does confuses me, like the Barnett and Glasby swaps. That said, I like the talent at the Knights a lot, and I see them getting a 4-point win.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Knights by 6 as well. I think they're going to bounce back this week. I think this is the week to do it against a Dragons side that was pretty unconvincing last week. So I'm going to go the Knights.
Yeah, I think I agree with everyone. I'm going to edge towards the Knights in this one and Knights by 8.
Edge. Well, that's the highest out of the three of us.
Yeah. Penalty try, Pete.
It's not an edge. Anyway, no, there's no such thing as a penalty try anymore.
8-point try.
There's no such thing as that anymore. It's done. There's no such thing as 8-point
try.
They
could bring it back.
They won't. They're not bringing it back.
They might.
Pretty sure it's different rules in Newcastle.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Anyway, right, let's move on then to Supercoach, shall we?
The Sports Trenches Fantasy Overview.
Fulzy, have you got the tipping comp details? Start with that for us.
I do. I'll just mention some of the guys at the top, possibly Rangers. Tip of the bat, Brendan is on 19. Still thinking. Adam, 18. Good thinking there. Maximilian and by Dale, 18. The Hot Snakes, Chris, 18. The Pablos by Mr. Pete here is on 17. Damn Tipsters by James is on 17. The Premium Den by Matt is also on 17. And then there's a ton of other people doing a lot of stuff. And then there's Muffy all the way down the bottom, barbecuing by himself on 12.
I made double digits.
How many behind is he then, number one?
Still only seven.
Yeah, you're two off second last.
Yeah, but that was I was seven behind last week. I'm still only seven.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Fair enough.
He makes a fair point.
That's a good point. Sorry for doubting.
All right, let's talk Supercoach then, shall we? Just pulling up the league information right now. But we had head-to-head start this week because I was a little bit slow on the uptake on that one. So we had the matchups from last week, but we'll go through this week's matchups. I'm playing the Greyhammers. Call Me Big Puppy is playing back to Belmore. Sounds like a Dylan Napper and some Bulldogs fans there, Muffy.
A dog off.
The B Trench Invaders, Rangers, plays the Trendy Tragics. I don't know what's going on there. Slippery Balls, an old favourite, is playing against Big Bad Bazza, another old favourite of ours. Chuck Person, Fulzy over here, Bronchosaurus Rex. That's who you've got this week.
Oh, I like it.
Garth, our same game multi-man, the Burninators, is playing Dave's Destroyers. Destroyer of Worlds, Dave. That's what I've heard about him. Barbecue for One is playing the Raving Radbies, another favourite of the podcast.
Good, good.
And Temporary Insanity, another one, is playing the Penrith Puppies. The Penrith.
Penrith, yeah, God, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that's in League One.
Delightful play on words there.
Well, you know, see what he did there.
Been playing like puppies. Not big puppies either.
Okay, right, okay. In League Two, I've got Campo's Colts. I like this one. The Hot Snakes are playing the Hungry Nuts. That's a good one. Barbecue for One up against Rangers in League Two.
What's Rangers' name in this?
The B Trench Invaders.
Oh, right, okay.
Other than that, we've got. Just moving down. Top China Dragons, another favourite, playing Chuck Person.
Oh.
Yes.
Chinese Person.
Hellfish is playing the Tokoroa Waterfalls. And other than that, it looks like that's everyone that's got an amusing name or is going to is going to be playing one of us.
Good criteria.
Very good. Like it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much got to be the criteria. As for the results, look, I won. That's the main thing.
Good.
I won my round one matchups, so that's all I really care about. We should probably move on then to Simona says Grevers should gamble.
Oh, no. I've done a ton of research on one of the things on this run sheet.
Oh, yeah. I must get it off my chest. Get it off your chest.
It says must have players this week.
Yes.
Everyone, he's back.
Who?
He's back. Who? If you saw Supercoach scores this week, you know. He is back.
The Scottish Spider is back.
No.
Oh.
I've got a party, and you're all invited.
No, it's no
one. It's
one's,
the Cardi party.
No, no one.
265,000. Oh, no. My goodness. He's straight in.
He's break-even zero, too, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, straight in.
No, no Cardi
Captain, party. If you can.
No, Cardi party is a bad idea.
Cardi party.
So bad. It's not a good idea.
What comes?
What's your research?
What comes before Cardi part B?
Where's your research?
Oh, just good gut feeling. Look, 58 last round. That's really good for someone who's cheap.
You didn't do any research. You're doing this now as we're talking.
No. I've got him in here already. I'm Cardi party.
Don't do it. Yeah. You're such a bad
Get on it. 80 minutes.
No,
he's looking so good. Bad. Looking good for 80 good. Minutes.
No.
Yeah, he's going to dominate. He's going to bust 100 this week. Should we have our first Buffalo Bill bet?
We had one
for the season.
Week. We had one the other week.
All right, well, should we have another one?
What's a Buffalo Bill? What's
the, I don't know.
Buffalo Bill. Oh, but he calls it a Buffalo Bill.
We'll do Buffalo Wings because neither of us like ice creams. So, Buffalo Wings on this one.
Yeah.
Cardi Party.
Yeah.
Over 65 this week.
No, it's got to be way higher than that. You just back.
What do you mean? For, you I got 75.
You back. Okay,
75.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. 75. Yeah,
Cardi Party.
We're getting the wings from Bleacher's Sports Bar in Canberra. That's where we're getting the wings.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are they are they come on as a sponsor now?
No, they're just good wings, and I know the owner.
We get free wings?
No, probably not.
Just a wing?
I might get a free wing.
Just one.
I'm a good bloke. But other than that...
Will you cover me if I lose the bet then?
No.
Okay.
You're buying me wings. Unlucky. All right, let's move on then to Simona says Grevis should gamble. Show me the money! What you gonna do, Jerry? Show me the money! 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 Well, surprise, surprise. Foolsy and his rules, and they sucked.
Mate, I'm lost. The only one to win over the last 18 months, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much. But you still suck.
Yeah.
So we're up with Muffy, mate. What do you got for us?
Well, I've got a bet based on the rules. So
no, it's not.
Yeah.
Rules.
Yes.
It's not happening.
Rules.
No.
So, yeah, I got a bet.
Yes.
What's your bet? What are the odds?
I'll tell you what the bet is first. So this is going to be on the Seagulls Rabbitohs game. We're going to be looking here.
Mm.
And it involves young Cameron Murray.
Mm.
Cameron Murray to score a try and the Rabbits to win.
This is sounding like it's in the rules.
$4.
Yeah!
But reason behind this, Cameron Murray has scored in 2 out of 3 games and they've won. So I'm not going in completely like it's a calculated bet. It's not just a stab in the dark here.
This is brilliant.
And I think, as I mentioned before, I think this game could be a high scorer. Mm. So
you're going against our same game multi-man.
Garth. Is he on the same game, is he?
Yeah, but he's not going with our with the Rabbitohs. So Garth has gone over 42.5 match points.
So we're agreeing there.
Ruben Garrick, anytime try scorer.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Manly Seagulls, 1-12, big win, little win. Manly Seagulls, 5-8, halftime margin.
So he always stuffs it in the halftime margin.
He gives himself a very small window, doesn't he?
He gets too greedy in the halftime, doesn't he?
He wants it to be right on the money.
Well, that's good feedback. I'm sure he'll take that on board from you numpties who have picked one winner in the last 18 months. Time of first try, 8 minutes or later. And anytime try scorer, Jorge Tufua.
Oh, it's gone for Jorge.
Yeah.
So. Jorge.
J-Org Tufua.
J-Org. I'm a big fan of old J-Org.
Yeah, old J-Org Tau Fua. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, good. So that's what he's going with this week. 25 houses will get you 12,525 houses.
Jesus.
It's a lot of houses.
Mm. You should probably not do that if you own 25 houses because you're probably doing all right already, to be honest.
And you probably don't need
you're going pretty well.
You don't need to gamble those. But anyway, yeah, fair enough. All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show, lads. Another good show wrapped up. A lot of talk at the start of the show there. I'm sure everyone enjoyed our banter. And your Swiss Spiegels things. I don't know.
Chase and Naples tent.
I don't know what any of this means. But anyway, thanks for listening to the show as always. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook if you want to send us through any suggestions. Muffy obviously needs some hot takes, so he probably needs some help.
Yeah, I need something to keep me interested in the segment of hot takes.
Well, you know
the
what?
Name's not doing it for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't come up with anything yourself. You just sat there, did nothing.
Correct.
All right. Oh, I see what you did with the song.
It's called Plastic Patron. I'm singing this, Pete. It's I think he's Belgian. So he's in the region of Swiss. Is there Swiss Belgians? Fuzzy, I'm looking to you.
Oh, sorry. It doesn't sound like it.
No. Right, okay.
All right, well, let's just move on. Enjoy the football. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.